Okay, today's daf Nun Daled. We're going to start with Nun Gimel on the base of the Mishnah. Today, today's Rav Moshe Feinstein's 20th yard site. So we should take a moment to think about that, about the his hashpa on the entire country of America and the entire world and the generation that we live in. 20 years ago today, Yud Beis, his Levaya was on Tainas Esther that year, and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, Nun Gimel Beis. So Zecher Nishmasa, we have a little of everything today. We got a little halacha, agada, machshava. One of those days. We hope to get through everything we have our eyes set on. Malkam Shenagod Lahavlik Esaner B'Leliyam Kippur Madlikin. So the parak continues with the Mishnayos discussing various minhagim. So next one is about lighting candles on Yom Kippur. So we know that if we look in our minhagim today, every erev Yom Kippur, is that all the women light Lahavlik Ner Shem Kippurim. It's one of the four brachas they only say once a year. Lahavlik even in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz Laaretz. Lahavlik Ner Shem Kippurim. Lahavlik Ner Shem Kippurim. Bir Chametz. And the blossoms and Nachem. Those are the four brachas. You say once a year. So says the, but if you're not so clear, if you think backwards and look at the sources. The Mishnah says there was a minhag to light candles, whoever they have the minhag to light the candles on Yom Kippur Madlikin. Makam Shagash Lola Hadlik Ein Madlikin. In a place where the minhag was not to, Ein Madlikin. Remember, Halakas Neiros, we discussed a little bit in Maseches Shabbos, the second parak. Is it Oneg Shabbos? Is it Kavod Shabbos? Assuming it's Oneg, there is no Oneg on Yom Kippur. There's Kavod Yom Kippurim. You get dressed up nicely for Yom Kippur. You put a table cloth on for Yom Kippur, but the Grub says that the Grub pointed at Hilchos Yad that there is no Oneg. So there's no din to have to light candles on Yom Kippur like there is on Shabbos. Right? Shalom Bayis might not be an issue either as much on Yom Kippur. But there is a minhag to light candles. We'll see why, where this minhag developed from in a couple of minutes. But either way, it's a minhag, and that is why Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz here and other Rishonim say, even if you do light candles on Erev Yom Kippur, there's no bracha. So this is an example of a bracha and a minhag, which is major machlokas, but it says the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, even though by other minhagim I'll agree to you to make a bracha, but this is a low-level minhag, similar to chibut arava, banging the aravas on Hoshana Rabba. Everybody agrees no bracha. But we assume, like the Rush. The Rush and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch quote this, in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tuf Reish Yud, that Yesh Bishomer Shemavarech Alalachas Ner Yom Kippurim. So you read that, you're like, what do you mean Yesh Bishomer? But this is the issue, because some say that it's a low level minhag. You should not make a bracha. We paskin that you do make a bracha, but it's betoras minhag. It's not betoras din like the regular candles that we light erev Shabbos. Yesh Bishomer Shemavarech Alalachas Ner Yom Kippurim. Why do we have this minhag? We'll see in the Gemara in a minute. Continues the Mishnah. Umadlikin bebati knesios ubebati midrashos ubemavaos haafelim v'algabi acholim. But we do light candles in shuls and in dark places and for those who are sick. The reason for the minhag does not apply. Now let's get to the reason. Says the Gemara, Tana, Bein She'amar Lahadlik, Bein She'amar Shelo Lahadlik, Shnein L'davar Echad Niskavnu. Both minhagim to light and not to light candles stem from the same reason. What is that? You look at Rashi here. This is quoted also in the later postgim, this concept. That is, we know one of the inuyim on Yom Kippurim is being with one's wife, Tashmish Amita. And the question the original Misaknei HaMinhag wondered was that, is it better to have it darker or lighter in order to prevent one's being with one's wife? On the one hand, if it's lighter, we know there's a concept that one's not allowed to be with one's wife, La'ar HaNer. So therefore, maybe lighter, there'll be a Choser Tznius, and that will prevent people from being with one's wife. Or is it just the opposite? If you have more light, then they'll be attracted to each other, and therefore it's more problematic. So that's why other minhag said, no, have it darker. So both minhagim, though, were based on the same end game, and that is to prevent Tashmish Amita. But some say darkness is better, and some say light is better. And that's what the Gemara says, Shnei L'Dav Rechnes Kavnu. They both had one Kavana. Amr of Yeshua Darash Rava, V'amech Kulam Sadikim La'olam Yirshu Aretz, V'chulu, the Pasuk we know, Bein Sh'amr Lahalik, Bein Sh'amr Shlo Lahalik, Shnei L'Dav Rechnes Kavnu Elo L'Dav Rechnes. Right? They both had one Kavana in mind. I saw an amazing Likutei Ritzva quoted, related to this machlokas. We know there's a two days in Rashi in Parshas Noach. Tsoar tasa lateva. What's the tsoar? So one mandamer says it's a diamond, shining diamond. One mandamer says it's a window. See, slamay nafkamina. What difference does it make? Maida hava hava. What lessons do we learn, right? Okay, Bali Mut. What lessons do we learn? Maisa from that machlokas. He says this machlokas. Is it better? We know there's a Gemara in Mesechus Tainus that says when the world is being destroyed, one is allowed to be with one's wife. Asavatash Shamita, Shas Ravon, Asavatash Shamita. Right? You have to, all these halachas kick in. So Noach and his wife in the Teva with Nama, right? He was Asr. The question is, so what would be better? Is, so the Manda Amr that says, so Hartas Lateva, Tsar is a lie, it's a lie, it's a diamond. So that's the heel, like that Manda Amr here, that the Minhag is to keep it lighter, to light the candles. But Sheikh, according to the other Manda Amr, to have a window, it's pitch black outside. It's raining and dark, and you have this cover over the teva. So that Mandamar says darkness is better, and that's why it was a window. So that machlokas in the 2 days in Rashi is the same exact machlokas here about for the minhagim. Okay, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Ein Mevarchin Al Ha'ar, Ela B'Motzai Shabbos. The only time you make a bracha on Borei Morei Ha'esh is on Motzi Shabbos. Why? Ho'il V'Tchilas Bir Yasahu. Since fire was created then, which we'll talk about more in a minute, since fire was created then, therefore we make a bracha on it. Why, out of all the... out of all the items that have, that were created in my separations, why daf could we make a bracha on this? We'll talk about it on the next Amud. But that is what the Gemara says. Who Omer Leia? Who's Biyasahu? Amr Leia? Who's Saba? Vitema? Rabba Marbachana? Yashar? Correct. And also Rabbi Yochanan says that this is true. Tosis points out the bottom Tosis in Mevarchim or Lamosi Shabbos. Picture of Yosef. Lama in Mevarchim b'chol shah. Shenanim menu. You're telling me that you say you're supposed to say Borei Morei Ha'esh. Why don't you say a bracha every time you see fire? Borei Morei Ha'esh. To also let us men all of us have a bracha. Isn't this a birchas ha-nehenin, asks Tosfos? And then you should make a bracha each time you see fire. The T-Rates, the Tosfos says, no, it's not that kind of hana. Tahani mili kishe gufo nehene. When your guf imbibes, when your guf has something that goes inside of it, food, drink, smell, that goes inside of it, so that's guf nana, and therefore that would require berachas hananin. Avol shah hanalo, but other hanos do not require berachas hananin. Sounds like from Tosfos, and therefore what? Tosfos doesn't say that the last line. And what kind of bracha is this bracha? So he doesn't fit it. So lechora, and this is what the Ritzvah here says beferish, to fit in the last line of the Tosfos, it's not a berachas hananin at all. This is not the type of hanah that requires a berachas hananin. So that's what the Ritzvah here says beferish is a berachas shevach v'hodah. Kasav a Ritzvah, vaday shebirchas ha'or ain a berachas hananin. To imkain, you have Tosfos kasha, right? You have to make a bracha every time. V'od, and also shalomatzinu berachas hananin bedavar shu chutz legufo ela bedavar shegufo nanim imenu kugon achilu shziv areya ela shavaday. And the but, so why do you only say it Motzi Shabbos? Number one, because it's a davar hamischadesh. You just lit the candle now. And number two is it was created at this time of night. But that is what the Ritva and Tosfos seem to say, that it's a birchas ha shevach v'hodah. Other Rishon, the Maram Chalava. You look at the Maram Chalava. He's not so clear. He's using the lashon of domel lebirchas hanehenin. So it's really a machlokes. It's 2 days. If you look in the, there's one Ramban in the eighth parak in Brachas. So there's one Ramban. That Ramban has different deos about whether Birchas Borei Morei Ha'esh is a Birchas Shevach or Birchas Hananin. And this is very halacha l'maisa. Because what's the halacha l'maisa? When do you look at your fingernails on Motzi Shabbos? When you make the bracha Borei Morei Ha'esh. We know Birchas Hananin, you always make the bracha beforehand. When you have Birchas Shevach Vodah, usually it's a reaction. After I eat, I bench. After I go to the bathroom, I say Asher Yatzar. After I hear the thunder. After I see the lightning. So it's usually as a reaction to something. So that's a machlokas aboskim. What do? You look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Havdalah writes, Umanicho v'roe betzi parnayim u'mavarech v'armer ha'esh. He's quoting the Prima Gadim, who says, like this Ramban and the Ritva, etc., how Rov HaPoskim hold that first you should look at your fingernails. For whatever reason, we do that. We discuss that a little bit, because it's easy, it's always there, it's something that grows, it's a simin bracha. But either way, you look at your fingernails, and then you see the bracha bar mara ha'esh. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, right? Why? Because it's a bracha shalach v'hodah. That you have to look at your fingers first. But if you look at the Siddur Beis Yaakov, or Yaakov Emden, and you look at the Maisa Rab, the Gra, just the opposite. No, first you make the bracha, then you look at the candle. So in general, if you want to be yotzei l'chol adeos, what we should do is look at your fingers before you make the bracha, say the bracha, and keep looking at your fingers until after you finish the bracha. So you yotzei both shevach v'hodah and nehenin. That's to be yotzei l'chol adeos, kol rishonim l'chol aposkim. That is what one does. There is another story related to Abdallah in Pirkei D'Rabbi Elazar in Perek Chaf, where it talks about how Adam Arisha got thrown out of Gan Eden, and it shows that he was very upset, and it was after Shabbos, and he didn't know what's going to be with the world. And it says, Nishtalich lo, Hashem sent him, Amud shel Eish, lohair lo, v'lishmar mikol ra, to light for him and to guard him. Ra, Adam, la'amud shel Eish, Adam saw it, v'samach b'libo, and he was very happy. V'yamar, achshav ani yodeh shahamakomi mi. Now I know Hashem is still with me, even though I got thrown out of Gan Eden. Upashat yadav la'or ha'esh, ubirech borei morei ha'esh. It's another version of the story. We're going to have a couple stories, what happened with fire on Motzi Shabbos. So this is one that Hashem sent it to him as a consolation to know I'm still with you. But if you're medayik in the Lashon, some are medayik, upashat yadav la'or ha'esh, ubirech borei morei ha'esh. So it sounds like it's a shalach v'hoda. Either way, that is a discussion in the poskim. Halacha l'maisa, you should try to do both. Try to have your fingernails, start looking at your candles, something to teach the family also. Start looking at the fingers beforehand and keep looking afterwards. You can talk about shalach v'hoda, and then in that is first halacha l'maisa of the day. Yeah. So that you have to answer. Like the Maram Chalava asked that too. If you say it's a berachas ananin, for some reason, maybe because it's not the regular type of hana that you get, it's not hana shanuf gufnan emimenu. So specifically, because you also have the added reason of it was created tonight. So maybe that's why you dafka do it now. What? And it's chatzos. But again, that, if it's just his chatzos, then every time you light a fire, you should say it. But it's his chatzos with the fact that it was created tonight. So that's why you make this type of berachas ananin now. It's domel lebrachas ananin. It's domel. Okay, so that continues the Gemara. So we just had a statement that you make a bracha on the or on Motzi Shabbos. Story. Ula havi rachiv chamra. Ula was riding on a donkey. The azil, and he was going. V'havi shakil v'azil Rebbe Abba mimine. V'rabba barbachana mismale. And Rabba was, and Ula was walking with on the donkey. And Rebbe Abba was on walking next to him on his right side. And Rabba barbachana was walking with him on his left side. Amrle Rebbe Abba la'ula. So Rebbe Abba, one of the people walking, turns up to the man on the donkey, to Ula, and says, V'adid amritim shet Rebbe Yochanan. I heard in the name of you two rabbis, that you quoted Rabbi Yochanan as follows. I heard you say that you only make a bracha bar mirah on Motzi Shabbos. That's what I heard you Rabbanan say. Hadar Ula, so Ula, the one who he was talking to on top of the donkey, Chazabe Barava Rakana Bishus. He turns to the other person on the other side and stares at him in a very upset and disappointed way. Because obviously he says to himself that this other Rabbi Abba heard a statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan from us, and it wasn't me. I didn't make such a statement, so it must have been you. So he's looking at the other and saying, how could you say such a thing? Rabbi Yochanan never said that. So he didn't even say anything though, he just stared at him, gave him the eyes. So Amar Leh, so the other Rav says to Ula, I didn't do anything wrong. They must have misunderstood me. I know a lot, aha, Amri. I never said that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Don't get upset at me. El aha, Amri. I said the following. The Tani Tana Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, a Tana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Yom HaKippurim Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, Af B'Makam Sha'amr Shelo La'avlik, even where you usually say not to light candles on Yom Kippur, but if it falls out on Shabbos, Mazlikin Ibn Kavit Shabbos, you lie because of Kavit Shabbos. V'ani Rabbi Yochanan Basrei, V'chacham Osrim, and the Chacham say no, even in that case, don't do it. But my whole issue, says this rabbi, was the issue of lighting candles on Erev Yom Kippurim. I didn't say anything about Motzoi Shabbos and Motzoi Yom Kippurim. I didn't say anything like that. So what are you getting upset at me? So Amar Leh Ada Tehei. Okay, you're right. So fine, leave it. And I accept that they misunderstood you. They misunderstood you. The other concern, that's why the Chacham Asr. The Chacham say there are different issues. The Chacham Asr, because of the concern from before, but the other sheet doesn't like when it's Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, you still have the concept of owning Shabbos, and therefore you have to light candles. Kari Alei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said about this story. We had Rav Yosef a couple days ago. He always had comments of psukim on stories. Right? He had the one, he says, you're always Mekel. That was the Rav Yosef on the Beis Mabes. He said, Maklo Yagidlo. So now Rav Yosef again has a comment about this story. Mayim Amukim Eitza Belev Ish. The Ish Tavona Yitzlena. A deep waters are in the heart of a person, and an understanding man will draw up the waters. What is he emphasizing? Mayim Amukim Eitza Belev Ish Ze'ula. Deep waters in the heart of a man, that's Ula, because Ula didn't even, Ula gave Tochacha here, and he was upset, he didn't even say a word. It was in his heart. He just stared at the other person. V'ish tavoni yitzlena, and an understanding man will draw it up. Zerah Ravachana, who got the message, he drew up the water based on this look, even without having to be told. So that's what he has to comment. This whole story took place without anything being said. Continues the Gemara, V'inu k'man tzvara ruha, these other Rabbanon, who, this Tana in front of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that, these Rabbanon who were upset that this statement was made in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that you only make a bracha on Motzi Shabbos, what did they hold? Why were they so upset about the statement of Rabbi Yochanan? What did they hold? The following, Kihat Amar Rabbi Yemen Bar Yefes Amar Rabbi Yochanan. They hold the following statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Mevarchan ala or bein b'motzi Shabbos, bein b'motzi Yom Kippurim. No, you make a bracha on Motzi Shabbos and on Motzi Yom Kippur. V'chein Amar Dabar. Look outside, that's what people do. We make a bracha, says the Gemara, even on Motzi Yom Kippurim. We'll talk about it in a second what kind of nair you need. But that's why they were upset, because you make a bracha even on Motzei Yom Kippur. Meisvei, we have a brisa though. Ein mevarchan ala ar ela b'motzei Shabbos. Hovetz kliyaz b'yasahu. No, we have a brisa that says only Motzei Shabbos, not Motzei Yom Kippur. V'kivan sheroeh mevarech miyad. And right when you see it, you make the bracha right away. Rabbi Yehuda, let's say you're going home from shul. You see fire, you make the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda omer sodin ala kos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even if you see it earlier, you wait, you do it like we do, you make all the brachas at once when you get home. The Brevet of Yisamim, Barimur Ha'esh, etc. The Amor of Yochanan, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what we follow. But either way, whether you put them all together or not, this brisa says that you only make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos, not on Motzei Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, important line, Lokasha. Kan ba'or sheshavas, kan ba'or hayotim and ha'etim min ho'avanim. On Shabbos, the reason that we make Havdalah with a candle is because Or was created tonight. And therefore, if you light a candle, that's exactly the point. You light a candle on Motzei Shabbos, you make a bracha, Bar Mera Eish, because you created fire now, just like Hashem created fire. So when you have that kind of fire, that's only on Motzei Shabbos. On Motzei Yom Kippur, if you light a candle, says the Gemara, on Motzei Yom Kippur, you don't use that for Bar Mera Eish. What do we usually announce at Shul? What do we paskin? Or Sheshavas. What do you, on Motzei Yom Kippur, what kind of candle do you need? If you have a candle that was lit from before Yom Kippur, it was Shavas, it rested from any Hanah that you got from it. That's why we light a candle on Motzei Yom Kippur. To show that beforehand we couldn't light this candle, we couldn't use it, and now we can. Nothing to do with Yetzirah, right? If Yom Kippur is a Tuesday, so Tuesday night the Or wasn't created. The Bari Mera Ha'esh of Motzei Yom Kippur is for a different purpose than the Bari Mera Ha'esh of Motzei Shabbos. So when the Gemara says, when the Brisa says that you only make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos, because that's talking about Or Hayotzei Min Ha'esim Min Ha'avanim, light fire that you made right now, and that's only on Motzei Shabbos. But on Motzei Yom Kippur, you do make a bracha as if you have a Or Sheshavas, and a candle that did not violate any malacha, right? It was lit from before Yom Kippur. So what about Yom Kippur on Shabbos? So you have to try to have a candle from beforehand. So in order to make a... Well, would you do it? So then you do it for the Shabbos reason, not for the Yom Kippur reason. You do it for the Shabbos reason. But if it's just Motzei Yom Kippur, that's why many poskim paskin. If you do not have an Or Sheshavas, then don't do Bar Mera Ha'esh. That's it. You don't do Besamim. If it's not Shabbos, you don't do Bar Mera Ha'esh. You just do a Mavdamek Hosh Lachol on Motzei Yom Kippur. How did it get it? So some Achronim in the back. I remember, I think it was Blazer Meir Horowitz has a shot. You can look in the back. How did it get misunderstood? But that's what he said. If you look at Rashi here, what is the definition of Or Sheshavas? What does it mean, in a candle that rested? So Rashi, on the second wide line on the top, quotes, Mikol makom mimeleches aveira shavas, shedolak beheter. It doesn't have to be, says Rashi, a light that was lit before Shabbos. Even if it was lit on Shabbos in a mutter way. Kigon shel chaya, a woman's head giving birth, so you have to light a candle. Vishel chola, somebody sick. Oh, hadolik me'erev Yom Kippur. Either way, if it was lit from Erev Yom Kippur, or even if it was lit on Yom Kippur, for a chola, for a mutter reason. Well, interesting. According to Rashi, that's classified as a ner shavas, even though it wasn't shavas, it was lit beheter. What happens if a goy lights a candle on Yom Kippur? Are you allowed to take? Is that a ner shavas? That a ner shavas? The Maram Chalava here says no. That's not a ner shavas. Even if a Jew lights it on Yom Kippur beheter, that is a ner shavas. It's considered that no malacha was done. But if a guy lights a candle for himself, not for a Jew. But you happen to have that, then it's not good enough. And so the Yosef Engel, from here you see a big chiddush. Says it's in Asmin Darais and Klal Yud, where he talks about what are Yisurei Chefza, what are Yisurei Gavra. So he says, Melechah Shabbos. Was that Yisurei Chefza or Yisurei Gavra? He doesn't quote this, but we discussed a little bit when we learned Melechah Shabbos last year. If you look at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel and Shabbos, it says, Choresh, Kotzer, Boneh, Mavir. All the formulation in terms of the person. If you look at the Rambam and Parachas, when he quotes the Melechah Shabbos, Charisha, Kitsira, Havara. He changes it to the verb. He changes it to the maisa. So he's the focus, and Rav Gusman may have had that ha'ara right then, right? So the question is, do you focus on the gavra by Malacha Shabbos or the maisa malacha? So says Rav Yosef Engel and Atzman Darais and Klal Yud, he thinks that Malacha Shabbos inherently are Isurei, well, Chefza, but Isurei maisa. And it's just that. Sometimes you have the heter to do it. He says, what's the raya? By this case of a guy. He quotes our Gemara. Because here, how can somebody show him say that? If a guy lights a candle on Shabbos, that's considered a meleches aveira? He didn't do an aveira. Goy sheshavas chayim misa. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So he says, no, if you look at the maisa, it's a maisa aveira that he's allowed to do. That's how you have to look at it. Or else, why would this be called a meleches aveira? And it's worse than a Jew lighting a candle beheter. That's a raya, by the way, that pikuach nefesh is hutra hl shabbos, not just the chuya. If it's the chuya, you might not say it's categorized this way. But says the asvin daraisa, it must be yalkochach achav jehilik neir b'shabbos nehi she'en ha'akum over. Of course, it doesn't get any avera. Al kol ze hadloka ba'atzmusa havi maisa asura umitu eves v'shaper chashiva malachas avera. That's his raya, that malachas shabbos are inherently Asura, except sometimes you have a heter to do them. Sometimes a guy is not mitzvah on Shabbos, so he's allowed to do them. But from our perspective, it's still looked at as a melech hazaveira. That's what you get from Rashi. It does not mention guy. Rashi just mentions chola and chaya and neradolik me'arav Yom Kippurim. But that is lamaisa, the difference between Motzi Yom Kippur and Motzi Shabbos. On Motzi Yom Kippur, many poskim say, no bori mirror ha'esh unless you have a candle that was lit from beforehand. You can make a yahrzeit candle, you have a yahrzeit candle that's lit all day. Right? Either way, that would be okay. Tani Chada, third to last skinny line, or Hayotzim and Eitzim and Ha'avanim of Archan Alav, fire that came out of wood and stones, you make a bracha on, Tani Chada, Eitzim of Archan Alav, Lo Kashik, Amos Yishavos, Kam Amos Yemi Kippurim. Fine. Rebbe Mefazron, Rebbe used to literally scatter the brachos, meaning whenever you used to see a fire, you used to say Barmer Ha'esh, whenever you used to see a Hebesamim, you used to put them all separately. Rebbe Chia Machatzer, Rebbe Chia used to put them all together, like we do. On Rebbe Yisrael Baravdimi, Abba Beish Rebbe Mefazron, Chos Mefazron Alakos. Even though Rebbe scattered them and he said them, but he then repeated them Alakos when he got home, Kadei Lahosi Banavu B'nei Beiso, to be Motzi his family. Ah. Oh. Two important discussions on these words. I said today's going to have a lot on today's daf. Banav b'nei beso says the Ritva. Point number one. He made a berchas mori mora ha'esh beforehand. Right? So as the Ritva said before, the Ritva says, bori mora ha'esh, fine, I'll give you that one. That's a shavach v'hudah. That could be repeated. But what about besamim? He says, he said all of them earlier. I could say a bori b'nei besamim and you could smell. When does that ever happen? We know Berchas Hananin is only if I'm eating an apple, then I can say a Bari Bari Eitz, and you can eat the apple too and say I'm in and eat it. But I can't say a Bari Bari Eitz and you eat the apple. So says the Ritva, how can he do this? Can he lahosi banav b'nei beso? Because they didn't have besamim yet? What, so you have to say that he's going to smell again also? But the Ritva says, that's a Berachas Yenisricha. Right, so says the Ritva, I don't know how could this be possible? He says, Nirish, ain't Berachas besamim. He says, first of all, maybe besamim is not included, because that's a pure Berachas Hananin. And it's not like the other brachos. So he says, but avol ma'ase shekvar nagu ha'olam lachzar ulasad berachas ati b'samim lozim banav b'nei beso. What can I do? This is the minug. Those shuls that make havdalah in shul, if they use b'samim, so sometimes you know the person making havdalah will do it again at home, even if he had mind to be yotze the first time. Says the Ritva, what am I supposed to do? It's a berachas anenin. I'd rather them not do it. But he says, what can I do? This is the minug, so I have to explain it. Says the Ritva. V'yeshli lomar tekeshachoser umeiriach eino nirik amirich levatala. When he has to smell again, that's for sure. But he says it must be not levatala because he's doing it for a purpose. He's doing it to be Motzi, his family. So that's first point, that he says that even though the Berachas Besamim, that's for sure Berachas Hananin, even though Berachas Ha'esh is a suffix, but he says the minhag all of us to be makel that you could repeat Abdallah. Let's say you make Abdallah when you get home, and then you're going to make it an hour later. Let's say somebody missed Abdallah, so you're going to make it again for them. You're going to say Bari Bari Besamim again. So why should you do that? So maybe, said the Ritva, maybe it would be better for the person themselves to make to say the Bari Bari Besamim, and not you. Because minhag olam is just for the one who's making Abdallah should say it. But this is point number one of the Ritva. Then comes point number two, which is the very, very important halacha of what about women? What about women and Abdallah? There's a lot of folk tales about women drinking the wine by Havdalah. There is not really any basis in the... There is a little, I'll mention in a second, there is something in Nigla about it, but most of it is Alpi, passed down from the generations of the grandmothers, different things, not to drink the Havdalah wine. Different reasons for that. But says the Gemara here, Lahotzi banav b'nei beso, who does that usually mean, says the Ritva? Pashtus women. Pashtus b'nei beso is women, says the Ritva. Umidamrina lahotzi banav b'nei beso, shamina denasu chayavas b'havdalah. Especially the women are chayav and Havdalah. And even though Havdalah is his man grama, still chayavos. He quotes, called the tikkun rabbanan ke'in daraisa tikkun. U'bavade ishto b'chlal b'nei beso. That's what he says. Either way, what's the issue with women and Havdalah? The issue is as follows. We know the Gemara says in Brachas, nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom. Women are chayav midaraisa in kiddush. That's what we know. Zachar Yom Shabbos Akasho, connection of Zachar and Shamar. We paskin, women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, based on that statement. Kiddush, Shalosh Shudis, three meals, Lechem Mishnah. Women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Onik Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, even though it's Zman Grama, that's what we paskin. What about Havdalah? Havdalah, is that a mitzvah of Shabbos? It's done after Shabbos. So that's a major machlokas rishonim already. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah? So the Beis Yosef already calls it machlokas. The Arches Chaim quotes, Ein Nashim Ein Mavdilas La'atzman, Ein Havdalah Tluya, B'Shmir Shabbos. Right, it's afterwards. Rabbi Yonah Kotzev, the Kshem Shechayavis, Bekinish Chayavis, B'Havdalah. Big machlokas aposkin. The big mystery here is that the Arches Chaim, and is quoted in the Ramah, for some reason says, so fine, let's say it's Zman Gram, and they're Pater. But we pass on as Ashkenazim, women can do Zman Gramas. Right? They can shake a little, they can bow shofar. The problem is, for some reason here, the Arches Chaim, at which the Ramah quotes, says women shouldn't do this mitzvah. Shouldn't do, make Havdalah. The question is, why shouldn't they make Havdalah? Says the Bach, it's a Zman Grama. The Bach argues, the Bach says, I don't know what the Ramah's talking about, I don't know what the Arches Chaim's talking about. Fine, it's a Zman Grama. Even according to those sheets that they're Paturos, what's wrong with them with their doing it? So that's why the Bach says, this is the sheet of the Bach that one has to remember, that women should, right, if they want to be Yotzei, fine, but if they want to do it, if there's nobody else there, let's say the husband's not home, the husband was already Yotzei, says the Bach, and that's what the Arches Chaim and the Ramah mean. It just means they don't have to. But of course, Rasha'a v'shalto l'hav l'atzma k'dabrishas. Of course they can if they want to. What are we paskin? Again, some machlokas we shown him. The Ritva here has his stand about women, yes. But if you look in the Hilchas Havdalah, in Reis Sadek Vav, Nashim Chayavos b'Havdalah k'shem shechayavos b'kiddush. V'yesh mishacholik. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't help us out. Quotes both deos. And the Ramah says, Al Kain, because of this, Lo Yavdilu Atzman. Here's the Ramah. They shouldn't. Rak Yishmu Havdalah min Ha'anash. So if you look, interesting, we don't have time for it now. If you look in the Magen Avraham, you look in the Taz, they discuss why this mitzvah is a different than other Zman Gramas. Right? It could be that other Zman Gramas have a Maisa associated with it, and this is just Dibur, this is just words. Maybe there's no concept of they're doing a Zman Grama without it. Maybe only if women are obligated, if men are obligated to Araisa, and if you say men are Machlokas, whether men are obligated to Araisa, Drabanan, and Abdallah. So if men are only obligated to Drabanan, maybe you don't say this concept on a Drabanan level. Very interesting discussion in the Taz and the Magen Avraham, why you would say that women shouldn't do it here. But either way, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, L'chadchila, that's why we try to have a man be motzi a woman, because of this discussion in the poskim. But L'maisa, says the Mishnah Berurah, if there's no man, go like the Bach. Go like the Bach. Why, you're going to have a woman not make Avdalah? It's a suffix d'araisa, maybe. Right? That's what he says. The Bach says L'chadchila. So at least, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you don't have a man to be Mosi, so that is why you have a woman can do it. And the Aruch HaShulchan here even quotes, even though I know there are some people, says the Aruch HaShulchan Beis Tzadik Vav, he says, I know there are some people that don't drink the wine. Right? They don't drink the wine. What can I do? I'll pee Ayin Hara, however the stories go. He says, "Raisi Misha Hiksha, Ech Yavdilu, V'Hanashim Einan Shosos, because Abdullah. How can they make Abdullah? They don't drink the wine," says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'Tamahani Alzeh, Da'atu Dinahu Minhaga, Dinahu? What, it's a din that the women shouldn't drink the wine? Minhaga Bamo, okay, it's a minhag that goes back. V'lo Kulan Choshoshos Plazeh, not everybody's Choshish for this. Upshita, Dikshim Avdil Srichas Lishtos. But if nobody else to drink the wine, it's a kosher bracha. We learned in Erev and Daf Mem. You have to drink the wine. If you have a child there, okay. But if you don't have a child there, she should drink the wine. That's it. I was once in a car with an Adam Gadol, and he told me that he thinks that this whole minhag started hundreds of years ago when there wasn't enough wine. There wasn't enough wine around. They wanted to say they didn't want everybody from the family drinking all the wine. So that's why they made this story up, at least to prevent some people. Man has to drink the wine, right? You have this kosher bracha. Okay, so they made this. They wanted to save wine. So that's why they started these again. It's not, there's no source of it in halacha. There is in most halacha. There is just to mention, to be honest, Rav C. Pesach in the Tshuva, I forgot to look it up again, I think in the Har Tzvi, he quotes that maybe there is a reason a pi halacha for the women not to drink the wine. Because if you look in the Bir Halacha has a suffix whether women are obligated in the Bracha Bori Merei Ha'esh. Because even if you say, let's say women are obligated in Havdalah, so that is the bracha of Hamad Bekorish L'chol. But says the Bir Halacha in Reis Sadek Vav, Umistakaf Fakna, Afilu L'man D'Amar Nashim Chayavos B'Hadala Im Chayavos B'Birchas Haner. I'm not sure if they're Chayav in Birchas Haner. Fine, Havdalah, but Haner is not connected to Shabbos specifically. Why do we make the bracha B'Samim? What's B'Samim? Okay, I'll give it to you. That's Neshama Yaseya. That's also connected to Shabbos. What's the Birchas Haner? We just learned it in our Gemara. Birchas Haner is, because it was created tonight. Nothing to do with Shabbos. So that's Zman Grama. So says the Bir Halacha, Ulai, that's why it's really better to have somebody else try to be Motzi. But says Rav C. Pesach, I think it's Rav C. Pesach. But if you say women are not obligated in Bari Merei Ha'esh, So then there's a hefsik between the Bari Priya Gafen and drinking the wine. Because you have this other bracha afterwards. You say Bari Priya Gafen first. So that is why maybe a reason, a smach, a pi halacha, to why the minhag developed of women not drinking the wine. But anyway, it says the Aruch HaShulchan, if there's nobody else, if a woman's by herself, there's nobody else, then you have to, you drink it. You drink it. Yeah. Right here, Abdullah on the phone, some women are very uncomfortable. Very, again, but a lot of it is based on this Mesorah that they have. Again, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. There's this Mesorah. But you really have to ask a posek if there's, is it better to hear it over the phone and, or make it yourself? It's a big, big, big shiloh. Okay, that's the issue though that comes up out of B'nai Beso. The child can drink because there's a the child drinking is not an issue of being motzi anybody. The child drinking the wine after you do it is because there's a special din that a kosher bracha should have somebody drink from it, but not being yotze you in the drinking, but just that a kosher bracha it's a bizarre not to be drunk from. But let's say you have a child there who understands the bracha like we do during the 9 days. During the 9 days, many posts can say if you have grape juice, make a brown, they make a Havdalah grape juice and give it to a child who understands the bracha. He's not being motzi you in the drinking. You don't have to drink. The kosher bracha has to be drunk from. So as long as the cotton drinks from it, that's okay. No, Rov Kos, that's a din in Kiddush. That's by Kiddush. That's well, you have to be Yotzei the Rov, that's not by Abdallah. Abdallah, you don't have a chiyuv to drink any of it. Says the Gemara. Okay, so a lot to do. Well, you have time. Baruch Hashem. Says the second wide line. The Arba Motzi Shabbos Ivri was fire created on Motzi Shabbos. V'hatanya, we have a brisa. It's really a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Asar Dvar Nivru Ben Arif Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. 10 items were created the last few seconds of Maisa Brachos. The Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. The Elohim, what are they? Be'er, the well of Miriam. Rashi here, quote, it was a rock that rolled around and water came out from it wherever they went. Because a well moved. So says the Tosfos Yontif in Avos. What do you mean it was a rock? You don't find that it was a rock anywhere. But this is Shitas Rashi Psachim. The Be'er of Miriam was a rock that water came out of. That was that's the Be'er. Ha-ha-ba-ha-mon. The Mon was created. Again, didn't the Mon come later? So at least the potential for these items were created at Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. We'll talk about more in a minute. The Keshes and a rainbow. Big discussion in the Rishonim. Look at Parshas Noach. Didn't the rainbow come, you know, only in Parshas Noach? Or the other question, isn't it a natural event based on the reflection and the refraction and the water and the sun? Right, what do you mean it was created? So either way, we know the Keshes was created. Ksav, Vaha Machtev. Ksav is the letters of Lashon HaKodesh. The Michtav is Rashi has two pshatim. The second one is that it is the kaviyachol, the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the letters. The Haluchos, the Kivro Shel Moshe, Moshe's place where he was buried. Uma'arash Amad Ba Moshe, the cave where Moshe stood in Parshas Kisisa, this week's Parsha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed by him. The Eliyahu, and Eliyahu Anavi. Psichas Pi Ha'ason, the what? Elio, maybe Elio, Mashiach, the potential of Elio, Psichas Piha Ason, the mouth of the donkey that spoke to Bilam. So a question that some of the Bali Mefarshi, Bali Agada speak about, why Dafko do we focus on the mouth? What about he saw Malach, isn't that something also big? Why Psichas Eine Ha'ason? Why Piha Ason? Focus on the pet. Okay, discussion. Piha Ason. Upsichas Piha Aretz. And the mouth of the ground, Levlas Arashayim, that opened up to swallow Korah. I saw also not for now, if you look in the Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah, he has a 25-line discussion of Psichas Piha Aretz, where he talks about, and he proves from other rais, he thinks that the ground talked. It didn't just open up and swallow. He brings rais from Sukkim, that Psichas Peh, a Peh talks, Upatsa Aretz is Piha. He says the people ran away from the call of the Aretz. What do you mean the call of the Aretz? Usually if somebody's screaming for help, you run towards them. Right? You don't run away from them. So Psichas, but if the ground is screaming out something, that Bilah, that the Korach, you're being swallowed, it makes sense, people run away. Usually you don't run away if somebody's screaming for help. So he says, he brings a couple of other riots that he thinks Psichas Piha Aretz is the ground actually said something. That's the one important for us. You see, fire was created Ben Hashmashos Erev Shabbos, not on Motzi Shabbos. Yoshia Omer Mishim Aviv Af Ha'ayo Va'ayo by the Akedah V'Hashamir, the little worm that Shlomo Melech used to cut rocks for the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af HaTzeves, also the Seves, the tongs that Hashem used to create the world. Hu ayomer, parenthetical, tzavta, b'tzavta, misavta. Every tongs need a tongs in order to make them. When you make tongs, you have to hold those tongs with another tongs. V'tzavsa, kamaisa, man avad. Who made the first tongs? Halai bir yibidish amayimi. Ah, that's a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have created the first tongues. Amar Lein, the other man, Amar, just says to him, obviously he holds that Hashem created the world. He just notes, after Shere said a bit spusvik v'en akeva. No, it could be he had a form. He had like a form out of clay, where shaped like tongues. So you don't have to say that the first tongues was made from another tongue, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the first tongues. There's another way to make it. Halai bir yibidish amayimi. It could be that the tongues were made by man. Either way, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously created the world. But what's the kasha? The kasha is, you see from this Mishnah and these added on Ashitos, that fire was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas, not on Mosi Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, what kind of fire? Lo kasha. Ha ba'ardi don, thank you. Ha ba'ardi gehenim. Our fire or the fire of Gehenim? Ardi don b'Mosi Shabbos. Our fire was created Mosi Shabbos. Ardi gehenim Erev Shabbos. The Erev Gehenim was Erev Shabbos. Amazing machlokes. It's not really a machlokes in it's not Lamaisa, but it's a machlokes how you look at the world. If you look at the very important Rambam on this Mishnah, sometime today, look it up, look it over. The Pirshei Mishnayos and the Rambam, this Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Rambam says, part of his general view of Nisim, the Rambam says, what does it mean that these 10 things were created by Hashmashas? It's these 10 are examples. Really, every single miraculous event that was going to happen in the history of the world was created by Hashmashas. What does that mean? It means it was pre-programmed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world that at this moment in time, water was going to flow upstream. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world that at this moment in time, there was going to be this miraculous event. Because you know what says the Rambam? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do a nace in the middle of history and break nature, says the Rambam, that shows a flaw in nature. And that would show an imperfection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't have any imperfections in the world. Every miraculous event, says the Rambam, was really pre-programmed for Maaseh Bereishis. And it's really nature. Every nay, says the Rambam, is really Teva. Because that's the greatest view and the greatest thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's Teva. So all of these, says the Rambam, in the Pirshei Mishnayos there, is really Teva. Says the Rambam, שבתחילת עשיית הדברים ניתן בטבעם שיעשה מכל מה שנעשה. Bain Shahaya also hadavar nasa bros madim. Some nature always happens. Some nature sometimes happens. Right? The sun stopping by Yoshua ben Nun. That, most of the time, doesn't happen. But at that second of history, it was natural for the sun to stop. And that is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, why are there only 10 listed here? So he says, there's a lot more. So, but these are just examples. That is the shita of the Rambam. The Ramban, okay, it's not a machlokas. You might say it's just semantics. But it's definitely a difference in how they look at the world. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo has a famous formulation that you learn, you look at everything around you, and the Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws in a few nisim every so often throughout history to make sure that you remember that even Teva is a nace. Min ha-nisim ha-mefursamim ha-galuyim, you'll know that everything is a nace and nobody has a chelik in Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, the last Ramban of Parshas Bo, unless they believe that everything is nace. So it's like, Mom, it's just the opposite. The Rambam says, Nase is Teva. The Ramban says, I throw in a few Nisim, so you realize that Teva is Nase. Again, it's part of how they viewed the world. The Rambam being the rationalist, and a lot of you view how he views Malachim, and how he views Nevuah, and how he views a lot of concepts. Also here, how he views this, he says, Teva, nature, is the greatest, quote-unquote, what we would call miracle in the world. But there would be an imperfection in the world if there was a Nase. That's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu pre-programmed everything. Says the Ramban, no. Nase shows the Gavlus Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could stop and change what he put into motion, and then change that and stop it. Either way, that's the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos and Avos versus the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Again, it might not be a machlokas, it's a machlokas and ashkafa, but that is an interesting way how to view this. If Teva is nace, but you need nace, sometimes, says the Ramban, you need nisim to show us, and the Ramban, and there were some needs at certain times in history for Teva to take on a different kind of role. The Teva that only happens once in a while, not the Teva that happens always. So the Gemara says that the Erev Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos, our fire was created on Motzi Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. The fire of Gehenim, the fire of Gehenim was created Erev Shabbos. There were seven things that were created before the world. We discussed this a little bit before Rosh Hashanah. Ve'elohein, Torah, Shuva, that's the one we discussed before Rosh Hashanah. Shuva was created before the world. Shuva is not based on logic. That's what we discussed in that context. Right? You think about it, if I do something wrong, right? You should help me. If I do something wrong to you, even if you forgive me, you always remember. You always remember that I did it. Right, it's very, very difficult. No matter what, if I was Malshin, if I did something, even if you forgive me 10 years later in the back of your mind, the godless of tshuva, it makes no sense. Because the tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's as if it didn't happen. Unbelievable. As if it didn't happen. That's why we saw Pinchas, who quotes from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Kumi Besuvi Besulas Yisrael, says Yirmiyahu. Besulas Yisrael? That's the point. When we were Mezana from HaKadosh Baruch, and we come back, he treats us like a Besula. He treats us like it never happened. So tshuva doesn't make sense. That's what it means here. It was created before the world. It's not based on logic. It's not based on rules and regulations of what would happen in this world. Torah, tshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, Shemo Shel Mashiach. So the one that's important for us is Gehenim. It says Gehenim was created before the world. So how could it have been created on Erev Shabbos? So first the Gemara brings psukim for each of these. Torah, dechsev. How do you know Torah was created before the world? Hashem kanani reishis darko. Hashem created me, but the reishis, early. Torah, that's the Torah talking. Shuva dechsiv b'terem haryim yuladu, v'ksiv tashiv enoshadaka, what we say on Shabbos morning. V'tomer shuva b'dei adam. Right, shuva was b'terem haryim, before the mountains. Shuva came into being. Gan Eden dechsiv ayit Hashem alakim gan be'eden mikedem. We dash the word mikedem, not just east, but kedem, kadum, early. Gehenim dechsiv ki aruch me'espol, tafte ki me'esmol. So Gehenim is from yesterday, from earlier, it was there. Kisei hakavod ubeis hamikdash dechsiv, kisei kavod marom me'rishon makom mikdashenu. Me'rishon from earlier. Shmo shel Mashiach dechsiv, yihi shmo l'olam, his name of Mashiach will be forever. Lifnei shemesh yanun shmo, before the sun, yanun shmo, that will be his name. So these are all psukim that show that these were created before the world. So kasha, what do you mean, how could the fire of Gehenim be created on Erev Shabbos? We see from here that it was created before the world. So Amri says the Gemara, Chalalahu denivra kodem shenivra ha'olam, the space for Gehenim was created before the world. Va'ardi de be'Erev Shabbos, but its fire only came into being on Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara again, Va'ardi de be'Erev Shabbos Ivri, is it true? The fire of Gehenim was only on Erev Shabbos. Va'atanya the Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Or Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Sheini B'Shabbos, the light, Hashem created light and darkness on the second day. So the light and darkness Hashem created on the second day, Ein Lo Kviya La'olam, is never extinguished. Because the Chazal assumed that was the Or of Gehenim. It was created on day two. Not before the world, and not on Erev Shabbos. What's going on here? We have so many different times. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'yatzu v'ra'u b'figrei ha'nashim ha'poshim bi, go out and see the corpses of the people who are posheya in me, ki tolatam lo tamuz v'asham lo tichbeh. V'yamu rabbi b'na'a b'rei de rabbi ula, b'bnei ma'lo nemar ki tov b'sheni b'shabbos. Why doesn't it say ki tov on the second day? Why does it say it twice on the third day, but Shinki Dom on the second day? So this is a new one. We know the Machlokas, we know the other Shitas, but now the B'nishan Nivrabo Arshul Gehenim. Right? We know because the fire of Gehenim was created that day. That's where there's no Kitov on Mondays, on Shady B'Shabbos. Right? With the more famous one is that there's Machlokas. Hashem split the upper and the lower waters. So there's never Kitov when there's Machlokas. But here's another reason, because the fire of Gehenim was created that day. V'yomer Rabbi Yelezer, Alpha Bishlo Nivrabo Kitov. Even though no kitov was said about it specifically when it was created, chazav akela b'shishi. But on day six, on Friday, Hashem was kolel everything in the world with a kitov. Shenemar v'yar Elohim is kol asher asav v'hinei tov mod? Question mark. So what is going on here? Asked the Gemara. Some fire was created Erev Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, before the world. What's happening? So Ella chalala kolim shenivra ha'olam. Hashem created the space for Gehenim before the world. So that was the Brisa that says before the world. Its fire was created on Monday. Correct. What about the other two times we spoke about? Erev Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos. That's both about our fire. Our fire in Machshava, whatever that means, we've spoken about it a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a Havamina, the thought to create fire on Erev Shabbos. V'lo nivra on Motzi Shabbos, but it actually didn't come into effect until Motzi Shabbos. Did Tanya why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka wanted it to be delayed until Motzi Shabbos. Did Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shnei Dvarim Olu B'Hashem Libros V'Erev Shabbos, Lo Nivra Motzi Shabbos. There were two items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited until Motzi Shabbos for them to be created. Uba Motzi Shabbos, Nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Deya Ba'adam Arishon, and on Motzi Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Ha'adam Da'as. Parenthetically, that is why we say Atachonatanu in Atachonain, partially because of this Gemara, because Da'as, that would have to do with Motzi Shabbos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Deya, Me'ein Dugma Shalmala, similar to very spiritual Da'as, Ve'hevishnei Avadim V'tachon Zebazeh, V'yatzam Hen Or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he made, he put the stones together, and he made fire from them. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Adam to be the one to make the fire, right? Different than the Pirkei Terubah we said earlier, that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought him the fire. This Chazal says he made the fire. The Havishnei Behemos, V'hirkev Zubazu, V'yasaman Peren. And also he brought two animals together and put them together, and he made a mule. He made a Peren. So that is what he did. So the Peren and the fire were the ones that were delayed to Motzei Shabbos. Why Dafka the Peren?
20 lines before, we just said Shabbos.
Ah, so some say correct. Some say it was created in Erev Shabbos, but that's what it's saying now. That was all about Machshava. Just like we said, the Or there was Machshava. So you're saying the parrot and the Or were both Machshava. Right, so meaning that potential was there. That's why. That's why the Machshava was there. B'shas Ma'ase Breishis. And this is just bringing it to fruition. If you look in the Rashba in Teshuva says, why, this is Dafka why, the question I started off with about a half an hour ago. Why do we Dafka make a bracha on Borei Merah Ha'esh out of all the Yetziris? Why Dafka do we pick that one to make a bracha on the Yetzira? Because that's the only one that we made. We made Borei Merah Ha'esh. Says the Rashba in Kuf Aleph Kuf Nentes. Why do you only make a bracha on that? V'ulay lefi Shabriyas Ha'esh Ha'isa Aidei Adam. V'yavo Adam v'yivarech alav. Mash'en kein b'shar Briyas. We didn't create anything else. All we created was fire. So we didn't make a bracha on a pered. Okay, we're not going to make a bracha on a parrot, but at least by the fire, that is why the Rashba says we don't have to make a bracha on this. Vayter in the Gemara. So Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, parrot be made Anna Haya. Reb Gamliel says, mules were in the days of Anna, which was one of the descendants of Esav, listed at the end of Parshas Vayishlach. Shenamar, as it says, Hu Anna asher matzas hayemim b'midbar. Anna was the one that found the mules, the yemim, in the desert. Darshe chamuros hayu omrim, the darshaners of Sukkim used to say, Anna pasol haya. Anna was a mamzer. Right, he came out of an illicit relationship. Laficha chayi pasal olam. That's why he brought mules to the world, because mules also are come from an illicit quote unquote relationship, and they can't reproduce. Right, a pered. Right, the Chizkuni says, which we'll read in a second. A different part of the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says on that pasuk that mules can't, a mule and a mule can't reproduce, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the people to know that he's not interested in these types of brias. Right, there's kilayim and interbreeding. That's why they can't reproduce. That's why they're considered a pasal. Like we had by, I'm just thinking about it now, by Tum and Tara. Pasul means the Tumah stops, doesn't continue anymore. Tummy versus Pasul, so maybe that's why he uses the term here also. Pasul Olam. Shinemar, how do you know that he came from an illicit relationship? Because you have two psukim there. Rashi quotes this. Elab ne Seir Hachori, these are the children of Seir Hachori, etc. Rashi quotes that Sivon and Rashi here quotes Sivon and Anna are the Bnei Seir. Sivon and Anna are brothers. V'ksev, the next pasuk says Ve'ela Bnei Sivon va'ayav Anna, that Anna is the son of Sivon. Is Anna the son of Sivon or the brother of Sivon? So says the Chazal, Ela Malamisha, but Sivon alima v'halimena Anna. Must be that Sivon was Boel, had a relationship with his mother, and they had Anna. So that's why so Sivon was Anna's brother and father. So that's why he shows that he was a mamzer. The Dilma Trey Anna Havi, maybe there were two Annas, had he was the same person. So Amar Rava, no, Rava says, Amina Milsa, the Shvar Malka lo Amra. I'll tell you something that even Shvar Malka wouldn't have said. Umadu, and who's that Shmuel? Or, Igad Amri Amar Papa, Amina Milsa, the Shvar Malka lo Amra. I'll tell you something that he couldn't have said, Umadu Rava. Either way, Amar Kra, who Anna de Meikara? The emphasis is who Anna, it's the same Anna. No, why, this is such an amazing thing to say that Shmuel would never have said such a thing. Who Anna? The way something Gavos. So Hu'ana de Meikar. So that's where the Chizkuni, if you look at the Chizkuni in that passage, he discusses this. He also discusses the Chazal that says earlier the nations of Canaan said, I'd rather eat from the Zevel Perdosav Shal Yitzchak rather than the kings of Canaan. So the Chizkuni discusses, you see Pradim were even earlier, in the times of Yitzchak, not just in the times of Anna. You can look at that Chizkuni. Tanu Rabbanon, Asar Adram Nivru Ben Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes, 10 items, some of this is a repeat. Be'elohein, Be'er, Mon, Kashas, Ksav, Michtav, Luchos, Kibra Shamoshe, Marash, Amad Ba'moshe, Eliyob, Zichas B'Yasam, Zichas B'Yaretz, Vlovos, Rishayim, we had all those. V'yesh Omrim, Af Maklo Shal Aron, Shki Deha, Uprachecha. Also the staff of Aaron with all of its blossoms that came out after the fight with Korach. The demons also created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. V'yesh Omrin Af Bigdosh Al Adam Arishon. Also the Beged of Adam Arishon was created. What is Beged of Adam Arishon? Either Rashi quotes that he had a Beged, he had clothing, which had a picture of all the different animals on it. Very special coat. And it was given to Nimrod, and then it was given to Esav. This was those Begadim, and maybe this was even the Begadim that was worn by Yaakov Avinu when he went to take the Brachas. That's number one, Beged of Adam Arishon. Number two, Rashi says maybe it was just the Kosnos Or. Either way, that was created Erev Shabbos Beinu Shavashos. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, fascinating line. Shiva dvarim mechusim ibnei adam. There are seven things that are hidden from man. The Elohein, Yom HaMisa, the day he's going to die. Yom HaNechama, the day his tsaras are going to stop. That's what Rashi says. Masa Yisachem Bidag Asa. Ben Yoyada says, why is this? Why don't we know? So it says the Ben Yoyada Bimanavshach. If you knew, and it was very close, very soon, so then you'll have Simcha, because you'll know it'll be over soon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozed, that you have to have tsar now. You can't lessen it. You have this amount of size. You can't know earlier. And he says the opposite also. If you know it's too far away, you're going to have more pain. As now, we say, oh, maybe it'll stop tomorrow. But if it's too far away, you're going to have more pain than you're supposed to. So Mimanavshach says the Ben Yoyada, that's why we don't know the day of our the Yom HaNechama. Omek Hadin. What's Omek Hadin? Rashi quotes, two pshatim. Either we don't judge people properly, or Omek Hadin ma'asilavo. Ve'ein adab yodei ma shebelibo shel chaver. We don't know what our friend is thinking. Ve'ein adab yodei ma mistaker. We don't know how we're going to make a living. U'machus be'seven matay tachzar. When Mashiach's going to come. U'machus chayeves ma'asai tichlem. When will the bad regime be destroyed? We don't know these things. We don't know when our enemies, yimach shemam, in this world will be destroyed. Tana Rabbanan, Gimel Dvar Malu Machshav Libaros. There are three items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. V'im lo alu dinu shiyalu. And if he didn't, he had to. Because the world can't function without these three items. Number one, Al Hameis Sheyasriach. That a dead body decomposes. Rashi says, because if a dead body wouldn't decompose, people would put them in their a glass case and put them in their living room and just stare at them and not go on with life. Right, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dead bodies decompose, we realize they have to be buried. And we're going to move on with our life. Connected, V'yala meshish takach min alev. Also, that the mace is forgotten from the heart, meaning we forget things. Rachmana l'slan, if somebody had the same pain that he has at the moment that he loses a relative, if he has that forever, he can't function. He wouldn't be able to continue in life. So again, that's a part of the Bria. V'yal haftua shetirakev, and that things spoil, because Rashi explains that the rich people would hoard all food if nothing spoiled. So that's why he made it that something spoils, you have to share it. And you can't keep it all for yourself. So next time something spoils, your milk spoils, you say, this Gemara, but it's dafka because I should have shared it. Shouldn't have kept it in my fridge too much, too long. V'yoshamar amad be'ashe yatsa, and also that money circulates, that also is part of the Bria that we need. Says the Mishnah, makam shagul lasin makam b'tishu av osin, different minhagim about doing malacha on Tisha B'Av. Some say the minhag to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, fine. Malacha dragash logash lolas malacha enosin. So minhag not to do malacha, then they don't do malacha. What's the reason for this Isra malacha? So Rishonim already say, this is not like regular avelos. There is an Isra malacha by avelos chadasha. Somebody loses Rachman on a relative. This avelos on Tisha B'Av though is different. It's only based on minhag. Rashi here doesn't say anything. If you look at Rashi on the Rif, Rashi on the Rif here says that the reason for this is so that you think about the Churban. That's why you're not supposed to go to work on Tisha B'Av. So you think about the Churban. There's no Isra Malacha per se, but you're not supposed to do things that take your mind off Tisha B'Av. U'b'chol makom. And in any place, Talmidei Chachamim betelin. Talmidei Chachamim should not do Malacha anywhere, even in a place where other people do Malacha. Rishiv Gamliel omer lo'olam yasa adam asmak Talmid Chacham. Rishiv Gamliel says that a person should make himself into a Talmid Chacham. Rashi explains that there's no URA here. Right? Don't think that you're making yourself, putting yourself up on a pedestal, because you're not supposed to do malacha. You're supposed to think about the churban. And that applies to each and every Jew. Omar Shmuel. Okay, let's get through a couple more lines. Sorry, we're not going to say so much. We spent heavy emphasis on Amad Aleph. Omar Shmuel, ain't Tainus Sibur in Bavel, el Tisha B'Av Avad. There is no Tainus Sibur in Bavel except for Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? The laws of a Tainus Sibur, which talk about all the Inuyim, talk about it starting very early, you're not allowed to eat the night before, all those halachos only apply to Tisha B'Av. Says the Gemara Lamer, the Sarver Shmuel Tisha B'Av Bein Hashmashos Shlo Aser. Is that to teach me that Shmuel holds that Tisha B'Av's Bein Hashmashos twilight is Aser, because that's what a Tainus Sibur has. The Amar Shmuel, not the Tainus Sibur that we have, what we call a Tainus Sibur, but the real Tainus Sibur is in the days of the Mishnah. The Amar Shmuel, but Shmuel says Tisha B'Av Bein Hashmashos Shlo Mutter. Bein Hashmashos is Mutter. The Chitim Sarver Shmuel called Tainus Sibur Bein Hashmashos Shlo Mutter. And if you want to say Shmuel always holds that Bein Hashmashos is Mutter even by Tainus Sibur V'Ha'anan Tanam, but that's not true, because we learned Ochlin V'Shosim Ibod Yom. You're allowed to eat and drink from early in the day. Lim'ute mai, what does that exclude? Lavi lim'ute ben hashmashes. Doesn't that exclude ben hashmashes? That ben hashmashes of a Tainus Sibur is usur. So we're back to the Stira in Shmuel. So lo, no, lim'ute mishach hashecha. When the Mishnah says, you're allowed to eat mi bo yom, that's just excluding nighttime. But ben hashmashes is mutter. So name a Messiah list. Let's say it's proof to the following brisa. Ain bein tishma liyom akipurim elish is esveiko asav esveiko mutter. So isn't this a raya? Because what does safek mean? My esveiko mutter la benashmashes. So isn't this a raya to the shita that says benashmashes of tishma is mutter? Because benashmashes of yom kippur is aser and of tishma is mutter. Says the gemara, low. It's no raya from that mishnah because that's word safek and the mishnah might mean something else. Kedamar of shishav reider of edi l'kfiyah diyarcha. Hakanam l'kfiyah diyarcha. No, safek just means if you're not sure what day it is, you have to hold 1 or 2 days yom kippur and 1 or 2 days tishma. Yom Kippur, you might have to hold 2 days. Sveik of the Yoma. But to Tisha B'Av, you do not have to hold 2 days. Even though there were some Amoraim in the Yerushalmi that held 2 days Tisha B'Av, because they said the most of the burning happened on the 10th of Av. So Rabbi Yochanan, I think, held 2 days. We don't pass in that way. We just say 1 day. Period. Darash Rava, another 90 seconds. Darash Rava, Ubaros, Umeinikos, Misanos, Umashlimas Bo, pregnant and nursing women have to fast completely on Tisha B'Av. Kederach Shemasanos, Umashlimas Bo, Yom Kippurim, just like Yom Kippur. We're Machmer by Tisha B'Av. Ubenashmas is Shalom Aser. But Benashmas and Benashmashas of Tisha B'Av is also Aser. You have to stop eating earlier. It's Tosef, the Tosef is Tisha B'Av. There's a concept of Tosef is Tisha B'Av. V'chinam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also says it's Aser. Miam Rabbi Yochanan, Hakin, Rabbi Yochanan says it's Aser. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha B'Av, Eno Ketaina Seber. Rabbi Yochanan says Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny seabur. My love, the Benashmashas, doesn't that mean Benashmashas is mutter? So the Gemara says, no, 4 other options, what this means, that it's not like a tiny seabur. Lo the malacha, it means malacha, that you're not allowed to do malacha on a tiny seabur, and you are on Tisha B'Av. Malacha, what do you mean? Tanina, we already know malacha from our Mishnah. Malacha B'Shadog Elas says malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osin. Only added on at the end. He just says you're allowed to. Nobody says you're not allowed to. So we already know that you're allowed to do malach, or it's based on minog. So Mori says elamai. So still, I have another option that it doesn't mean benashmashes. Elamai eno katan esibul feels neila. It means there's no ne'ila on Tisha B'Av, even though there's ne'ila on all the tiny osibur that they used to make for the fast of the rain. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, 1 second, what's so bad about ne'ila? V'lovai she's follow call Adam, v'holet kolam kulo. A person could daven all day. Halavai. So there's nothing wrong with it. So someone says, you're right. Hasam chova hakarishus. Is it an obligation, like other fast days, or is it an optional, like on Tisha B'Av? V'bayisema, a fourth option. What does it mean? It's not like a tiny seber. My enu katana seber, last room v'arba. For the 24 brachas of Shemona Esrei, the extra ones that you add in on the other tiny seber, that you don't do on Tisha B'Av. Rav Papa Amar, last one. My enu katana seber, enu kirishonos. There are different stages of fast days that you add when it doesn't rain. So it said Tisha B'Av is not like the earlier ones, which you don't start early. You don't start early. Their banish brushes is mutter, but it's like the later ones where banish brushes is usser. Either way, Lamaskanas or Biochanan holds that banish brushes of Tisha B'Av is usser, and we had other ways to interpret that other statement. Okay, we'll stop here. What? Anenu we do say, but that's not a din in a regular time to Sibur. Anenu is any time that you're fasting. Even if you have a private fast, you say Anenu. Today's Shia was Azecha Nishmas, Yisrael Menachem Ben Yitzchak, and Nachman Yeshua Ben Moshe.